August 15th, Saturday. What are the three elements of analyzing the field? I first saw those 3 points in the field of Yeongdo, Busan. I saw many places where people's fortunes were being told, situated at the entrance of Yeongdo Bridge. Heaps of melted candle wax that was used during shamanistic rituals accumulated on the shores. In the past, many poor people lived in Yeongdo. Those people said that they came to Yeongdo after facing complete financial ruin. Once they moved here, they couldn't escape. There were many large and small temples as well, but the Tenrikyo building was the center and landmark of Yeongdo. Using a strategy that was most fitting for the region, I continued the gospel movement. First, shamans returned to God. Then people from all regions and the world began to gather. God raised a church that was greater in size than Tenrikyo. God led us perfectly to continue the evangelism movement. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. The guidance of the Holy Spirit and communication. Philippians chapter 1, verses 10. So that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. No matter how quickly you run, if you run in the opposite direction of the finish line, you will lose. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is absolute regarding your position and correct answers. In order to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit, how can you accurately know what field you must be in and your position? Number one, the eyes to see yourself and others. The more you look at something, the more you will know. The more you know, the better you will see. Instead of looking at fragments with thoughtless bias, you must consider the width, height, and depth. At the same time, you must be considerate of people who are above you or those who follow, people who are below you or those you lead, and people whom you walk together or those beside you. Remnants are spiritual communication experts who connect the past, present, and future to save the world through the gospel. Number two, the key to interpersonal relationships and field analysis. Conflicts and unbelief mainly arise from interpersonal relationships. Your identity is based solely on the evangelist's life that is centered on only Christ, who is the Lord. The people of the world are anxious because evil curses and fears. Remnants must discern what is exceedingly good in their fields. Every region has its roots of deep-seated religion and idol culture. You must be able to understand the level of economy that can become the doors of evangelism and properly analyze special spiritual conditions. The reason why remnants need spiritual communication under the guidance of the Holy Spirit is to change the incorrect spiritual flow. There is a large and powerful flow that exists for every person, family line, large organization, and nation. Today is the most blessed day to enjoy God's entire plan and challenge toward the covenant journey through faith. Dear God, work in me at all times, no matter when, where, and with whom, so that I can understand, embrace, and transcend with only gospel. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.